This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are reports out of Cairo today that former President Hosni Mubarak is set to be released from prison. So say both his lawyer and state media, although exactly when that might happen is unclear. Banks and the stock market there have reopened after days of violence, but dawn-to-dusk curfews are still in force, affecting local businesses. Jobs have dried up and foreign tourists have all but disappeared. And as it always does, political chaos breeds economic chaos. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, this time it's going to be a lot more difficult for Egypt to bounce back.
For all the anger that led to the revolution, Egypt's economy was actually doing all right before the Arab Spring.
Egypt was talked about as the next emerging market.
Isabel Coleman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Mubarak put in place a number of economic reforms that led to relatively strong growth rates in the 5, 6, 7% range.
Coleman says the trouble at the time was that many people felt left out of that growth. Since the revolution, things have gotten worse, says Samer Shahada, the University of Oklahoma.
No new investment. Tourists were not coming back into the country. There were fuel shortages. Prices had gone up. The Egyptian currency had deteriorated.
The fall in tourism, he says, has affected both income and jobs. And add to that one of Egypt's long-term economic problems, costly government subsidies on food and fuel. Again, Isabel Coleman at the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's eating up such a large portion of government spending that it's preventing the Egyptian government from investing in other more productive uses of its resources.
Massive increases in aid from Gulf countries have helped shore up the Egyptian economy, but it's not sustainable.
Everybody knows what has to happen to help fix the Egyptian economy.
Reduce subsidies, says John Alterman. He's head of the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The problem with doing those things is not that people don't know what to do. It's that people don't want to do it because it costs money, it raises prices for the poor.
He says it's not impossible for Egypt to recover, but it will take years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.